I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband. I'm a bit tired tonight because busy day. And I was going to do the another installment on the introduction, specifically this. I want to go on the events of Westar and its relationship to collateral murder. But I won't do that today because obviously today was Charlotte's birthday, which, you know, she's kind of an important girl to me, even though we've never met. But so I did my normal thing. I sent her a birthday card several days ago, and then today I did go out to the yard and punished her. Yes, I'm sorry. With my happy birthday, and expressed a few other thoughts. And of course, that's online. But it reminded me, so I checked into it. I did a video on June 16th, 2020. And it's linked there with the videos to Charlotte, because there is a concern that her generation is a target, and her in particular because of her grandfather, not this one, the other one, because you know some of us, you know, I make the argument that the difference between a black man and a white man is skin color. You know, that doesn't go over well, and whether you're black or white, you're a human being created in the image of God. You know, again, that doesn't go over well with the eugenicists. And, you know, there is a increasing amount of evidence of the eugenicists targeting easily the black community and the Latino community. Because, well, it's just not a good thing. The things that are being promoted are rather disgusting. And one of the things I found out, there's apparently some information that the vaccine is causing an increase in miscarriage rates by a factor of 100, over 100. So you're 100 times more likely to have a miscarriage if you have the vaccine. And this is kind of a early report, and I haven't dug into it yet. But that wouldn't surprise me again, because I did point out the one study that was done of, I think it was roughly, was it 60 or 160? Anyway, a group of women who were studied before the vaccine and after the vaccine, and 100% of them miscarried. And so it's, you know, it's an issue. And there has been targeted, there has been an effort. You can find this if you look hard enough. There has been an effort to find a what we call, you know, politely call a vaccine that is specific to a particular person. In other words, that will take a particular person of a particular characteristic, such as a black person, and have a different effect on somebody who's not. And how far that has gotten, I don't know. But, you know, it's just simply the mindset, to have that kind of mindset. I also, today's card I sent to James because, you know, to my joy, I had a hike earlier this week with Chris at Johnson Woods. And in that process, when we got back and we ate a meal together, and I brought up a picture of I don't think I've showed him Leo before, because he says, especially with Leo, you can't deny him. you know, he did comment with both Charlotte and James that, yeah, there's a relationship. You can see the relationship between, you know, and I claim them. Absolutely. Without hesitation, I claim them as my grandkids. I sent the postcard to James because, you know, Chris has a lot of photos of him with his grandkids, and I have some of them. And I don't have any with me, with my grandkids. And so there's a request there to James. I'd like to get a photo with him and I together, which means we would have to meet. And that is my desire. It is my request. One thing on the subject matter of yesterday. You know, I spoke of a gentleman, Mr. Spoonamore, who described quite well the methodology that was suggested that was used to steal the election from John Kerry and hand it to George Bush. And but one of the things he has said in that, I don't know if he said it in that video, but he said it in other cases, and I've heard many people say this, that there's no way to do electronic voting that cannot be cheated through the electronic process. And therefore, you got to get rid of voting machines and use paper ballots. And I have stated now for well over 10 years that is completely untrue. You know, it's the thing, how do you prove a negative? But I set before people around 2008, 7, whatever, the idea of, here comes the name, Shofar Vote, which I've abandoned because no interest in that anymore for other reasons. But Shofar Vote was a very simple idea in the sense there was the getting information out, but the other aspect of it was a voting technique. And, you know, because there's a technique dating back to the 1970s called digital signatures, or using public key cryptography. This is not the blockchain malarkey, but this is how you can sign a message. So I can prove, yes, I sent you that message, and I can prove it electronically. And you simply apply that technique for voting. Each individual vote has a different signature. So I can, as a voter, post an election, go and say, all right, the vote has been issued, has been done. I, as a voter, can then go and validate that my vote was there at a particular way. And if I don't see it there as counted, I can go and say, I have proof my vote wasn't counted or was counted wrong, using the digital signature technique. And because it's both ways, the people who vote can say, well, look, the vote, the signature you're offering is invalid because we sign both directions. So there, it prevents fraud in both directions. So yes, and compared to a paper ballot, because obviously you have the ballot stuffing there, that's easy, it's done constantly. But so the difference is, if I do a paper ballot, I don't know if you counted my ballot. With the electronic ballot, I can go and check. Did you count my vote? And it's not that John Kozlowski voted for Joseph Smith, you know, Alice Jones or whatever. It's, I can go and look, and using just a number, so there's no correlation to me and whatnot, I can validate this because that information has been published and is there for the world to see. This particular number voted this way. And I can check, oh, there's my number there. No one knows my number, but I'm the only one that knows the number. And I can validate, no, that is my vote or that's not my vote. Paper ballots, you can't do that. But again, so the issue is, who cares? Because when I presented that option to a number of people, there was, no, I don't want this. Why? Because I want the door open to cheat. Very simple. I want the door open to cheat. It's not that I want to win an election fair and square. Is I want to win the election because I have more power than the competition. But anyway, that's it's a subject matter. I lost interest for reasons I won't go into. But something else happened. You know, I thought about it years ago. Because, you know, I've done some study, obviously a lot of study on World War II from a variety of perspectives. And one of the perspectives is on what has been branded now the Holocaust. And it's kind of like, okay, what is the veracity of the story? Because my understanding, and of course I only looked at that part of it, surface, is that the so-called Holocaust really wasn't a big deal until about the 1960s. So why did it take so long to get to become a big issue? And there's some evidence that the 6 million dead figure of Jews dates back to the 1800s. And if you think, well, that doesn't make sense. This is the predictive programming idea. And also the number was apparently talked about even in the 1930s. So how do you get that? And again, the veracity of that, I'm not sure about. But one of the things I did check into is there was a claim for years that 4 million people, roughly, died at Auschwitz. You know, and I did a little more study on that one simply because during the time, especially of the events around, what's the gentleman's name? The guy that said, meine Frau, meine Kinder. Oh, anyway, him. When that occurred, my mom was about 100 miles away in Poland, working at a supply depot. Some form of secretarial duties, my guess is. And so I did a little more study on that. And if you look now, people will say, or the most will say, that about 1 million people died, or 1 million, 1.5 million, whatever. So you went from about 4 million down to 1 million. So if that number plummeted that much, how come we still have 6 million? I don't know. I don't have an answer. And I don't have an accusation in the sense that, aha, it's fraud. No, I have a question. Why would that number change so radically, but it not impact the 6 million number? What I am saying right now makes me a criminal in Germany. So apparently, if I showed up in Germany and somebody wanted to get me or whatnot, I would be arrested because what I'm saying is a crime. Because some speech is not allowed in Germany, such as that. And, you know, I've thought about, because I've known this for many years. There are a number of things, you know, saying that there's only men and women. If you go to, I think, in the UK, you're going to have trouble with that, potentially arrest. Pointing to Leviticus and the homosexuality issues in Canada could get you arrested. So there are a lot of issues going around. But one was announced yesterday, I think it was, in Austria. And this hits home a lot stronger. Austria passed a law, and the fine is up to 50,000 euros, so over $50,000, for being a publisher of what they would determine as fake news or misinformation. Who decides misinformation is unclear. Well, they do. Simply say, I don't like what you said, therefore it's misinformation, so we're going to fine you. So, you know, I often will say something that's wrong. It's not because I want to say something that's wrong. It's because I'm either misinformed, I say it incorrectly, or a variety of things. Because, again, I'm not the reference. I will proclaim things as best I can, but I'm not the reference. But, so, I'm not going to... My objective is not... Because Austria was very strong on this, if I proclaim that the mask is useless, I have my souvenir now, my brand new unused mask, and I've still never worn one, because it's fraud. You have a decade plus worth of studies that show it's useless for viral infections. So you have the world panicking, wearing masks and so forth for something that is, and using a technique. You know, I don't have an example. Anyway, it was silliness. And if I point that out, now what I've just said right now may indeed be illegal in Australia. Austria. Because they were very strong in the masks. So I've said something that they will consider inappropriate or disinformation. So I'm potentially at risk for just what I said if this was seen in Austria. Anyway, however, they go one step further. Anyone who provides the ability, you know, for example, a good example may be BitChute, you know, because YouTube will censor, you know, for example, it would be censored from YouTube because I said the masks are useless. And those kind of information is simply pulled off of YouTube. But if I can put it in BitChute and get away with it. But now they'll go after BitChute and find them for being the platform that allows people to spread misinformation. But then one step further, the people who produce the software to do this are also liable. In other words, because my objective is to give away Shofar Nexus, because obviously, you know, my voicemails come not from YouTube, not from BitChute, but comes from, you know, Kozlowski.org, which is run by Shofar Nexus. So Shofar Nexus delivers audio, video, and obviously, you know, text and so forth, HTML pages. So I have provided the tools for somebody to share disinformation. Therefore, I, just like in Germany, I could be a criminal in Austria. I keep saying that. I could, you know, subject to as much as a $50,000 fine. So Shofar Nexus will be an illegal product in Austria. That's a problem, isn't it? You think that won't happen in the U.S.? You know, that was the purpose behind Shofar Book, to be able to put something, and, you know, initially it was just the Bible, but then obviously it was kind of like, okay, well, I can do the Bible and the Quran in order to allow for the comparison, and clearly multilingual is not a problem, but then it was, I can also do audio and video. So I can hand you effectively an electronic book with audio and video if you wanted to use it as a platform for that. And so I can hand you something that's illegal, and hopefully you won't be tracked. You know, that is the pertinent thing. But then, of course, you do that in Australia. In Austria, it could be, you know, because I think, you know, obviously China would be a problem. Saudi Arabia would be a problem and so forth. But, you know, will it come here? I have no doubt. One other thing, because, you know, I have done, part of the objective, which is kind of a crossover with Shofar Book. You know, I have the ability to do the audio video, obviously, because it's, but the mechanics is there. It's not implemented yet because, well, you know, working on gas pumps instead. The mechanics is there, the design is there, so I can take that, like the family.kozlowski.org, and turn it into effectively something that would go in a USB drive. There's no software, it's just the pages. It's just HTML pages with the audio, video, and pictures and so forth. You don't need any driver software besides a web browser, and it will look exactly like the website online. And so, you know, I figured, well, I want to do that. And as I pointed out before, I've done a few test sites. I did, you know, the one I did that was small was a conspiracy theory, which were four satirical videos done by James Corbett, and put it on there because I figured that I could do in a relatively small, and they're very popular videos. And so, and deliver that either as a USB drive or you could deliver it as a Shofar Book. And so I can have that information, and there's no tracing. No tracing. You know, again, because the Shofar Book model is, there's no records. You can't take notes, you can't, nothing, no communications, anything. because the objective there is so you can't make a mistake in order to protect your hide if you're in a situation like that. I've done, I've taken a few of the other things that I've been interested in. For example, more recently, the Laogai, you know, the Chinese prison camps, and I contacted the people, which no response. So I've done some others. Contacted a gentleman, Richard Medhurst, because he's the one who did the How Christian of You, that clip I used a while back. There's a few others that, you know, that I wanted to do. The Movin and Lexus, you know, the Russian satire guys. I'm also thinking about now adding a Mr. Gonzalo Lira to put a lot of the stuff he has done and put it there because a few days ago he disappeared. He's been living in Ukraine for many years. He's been reporting from Kharkiv, eastern part of the country, one of the few independent reporters, and he has a huge audience. I mean, the videos he does typically is having 100,000 plus views, so he's got a good size audience, more than CNN plus. But anyway, he's been doing that for some time, and he is pointing out evidence about the atrocities behind the Azov Battalion, how they've infiltrated the Ukrainian government, how it's not a free and fair country. The neo-Nazis have so much control, how anybody in the opposition, or a lot of people in the opposition, are not just simply frowned upon, they're imprisoned or killed, mostly killed. Talked about, for example, there was a mayor recently who was, he's the wrong side of the equation here. So they killed him and threw his body in the middle of the city as a warning to others. And there's so many things like that. He's been pointing that out. And then a few days ago, he disappeared. And it's, because apparently there are a lot of foreign reporters in Ukraine. Independent reporters. They can go into the places where the Russians have taken control. They're not allowed in Kiev, for example. They don't want them. You know, you'll find that, you know, the CNN, the Fox News, and those kind, they don't have reporters there. Because you have to stick with the Ukrainian line or the Ukrainian government will get you out. And they don't want anybody independent because they don't want them to freely roam. So they have a limited for few there. They have a lot from Al Jazeera. And again, the reporting of Al Jazeera is horrendously biased. I mean, it's easy to pick apart. Because, you know, they'll often do, I'll give you the first half of a sentence effectively in order to not give you the complete picture. Because if I give you the complete picture, you might find out that what I'm telling you is, you know, I want to give you an idea. I don't want to tell you the truth is what they're doing. And apparently a whole bunch of reporters have been killed. He actually had to put a list on his website, a list of like 10 names of reporters. He said, look up these names, and my name may be on here soon, and it may be on there now. So I've wondered about doing that. Because, you know, this is the objective. Because, you know, if you're in that country and everything's being silenced, somebody could hand you a shofar book with all the material on it and you can't be tracked. That won't be tracked. And you want the other side too. If you're part of the Azov Battalion, you want to be able to take your stuff and hand it around. So the objective here is not to develop technology and I'm the arbiter. I'm going to hand the technology to anybody and they can do whatever they want. If they're going to produce foul garbage or they're going to produce very good stuff or something in the middle, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to hand the technology out there. Because so it's used by a bunch of people who are doing bad things. Whether it's, you know, in the case of Ukraine, whether it's Ukrainian or Russians, somebody may use it for a bad purpose. Fine. my objective is sometimes it'll be used by somebody who'll say, I now found some information, a truth, or something in nature that may save my life, protect my family, or give me an introduction to my Creator. That remains my goal, and it remains on hold. And, you know, with Austria making me potentially a crook, and, you know, again, the U.S. probably isn't far behind. I'm not going to stop. I have no reason to. I'm a follower of Christ. And whatever I can do to proclaim the truth or put the tools in people's hands to see the truth, because again, I'm not the final authority. The Lord is. That's a really big point. I'm not the final authority. The Lord is. Anyway, I was going to be short because I was tired and whatnot. And anyway. Charlotte, my granddaughter. Your granddaddy loves you. James, my grandson. Your granddaddy loves me. He loves you. And Leo, my grandson. Your granddaddy loves you. As well as my kids, and most especially my wife, my lady, the woman I love and adore, the woman that I committed to and that I am keeping the promise, my lady, my wife, your husband, the crook, the guy that would be in jail in Germany, perhaps, or fined in Austria, that man loves you and wants you back because I'm keeping the promise.